There are 5 points which are referred to as the miqats. And these are the points where one cannot pass by these points except with having or being in the state of ihram. And this is if you intend to visit the Baytullah for Hajj or for Umrah. Now the 5 points are, for those coming from the north towards Mecca, then it is Dhul Hulayfa, which is just outside Medina. It's about 450 kilometers from Mecca. Then those who are coming from the northeastern part, which is from Iraq and Iran, their point is Dhatul Irq, which is about 94 kilometers away from Mecca. Then those coming from the eastern part, which is Dubai and Najd, their point is Qarnul Manazil, and that is also about 94 kilometers away from Mecca. Then from the south, Yalamlam, which is for the people of Yemen and for all of us coming from South Africa. And then from the northwestern part, there is a place called Juhfa, which is the point of entry, those coming from Jordan, Syria, as well as North Africa. Now, when a person comes to the miqat, then a person has to enter into ihram. And there are three possibilities when one is performing Hajj. Either you make intention only for Hajj, and that is referred to as ifrad, or you make intention to go into ihram with the intention of performing a Hajj and Umrah with one state of ihram, and that is referred to as qiran. Or the third situation is you make intention to perform Hajj, Umrah and Hajj with two separate ihrams, and that is referred to as tamattu. Now, when a person is performing an Umrah and a Hajj, then Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about this in the verse of the Noble Quran. Allah says, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسْرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. That once you undertake the journey and there's no impediments, there's nothing stopping you, and you've made Umrah and Hajj, then you need to slaughter an animal. And this is referred to as Dame Shukr. So the Dame Shukr is for the person who is making Umrah and Hajj. If he's only making Hajj alone, is a ifrad, then it's only mustahab to make to slaughter the animal. But if a person is making either qiran or tamattu, meaning doing the Hajj and Umrah in one ihram or Hajj and Umrah in separate ihram, either way, this person is obliged to slaughter an animal, which is referred to as the dam shukr. What happens if a person cannot afford it? If a person cannot afford it, then what he should do is that person will have to fast 3 days before Hajj and 7 days after Hajj. So that is what Allah Rabbul Izzah refers to. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. If a person cannot slaughter the dam shukr, فَثَلَاثَةُ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِّ. 3 days before Hajj, either on the 7th, 8th, 9th, or even before that, as long as one is in the state of ihram, one will fast 3 days. And 7 days after Hajj, meaning when you return home, or while you're in Makkatul Mukarramah on journey, you will fast the 7 days beginning from the 13th onwards, and your 7 days will be completed. It does not have to be consecutive. Once you've completed those 10 days, then there wouldn't be a need for you to slaughter an animal, because you were not able to slaughter the animal. This is the compensation. Tilka ashratun kamila, those are 10 days incomplete. So this is the dami shukr. Besides this, if a person is a traveler, then one does not have to slaughter the qurbani animal. But if one is not a traveler and one has the means, then together with the dam shukr, one would also slaughter the qurbani animal. So then you would slaughter two animals on the 10th, 11th or 12th of Zulhijjah. So these are the two sacrifices that are to be made by the haji. Allah Rabbul Izzah then clarifies one doubt in the next portion of the verse, where it was believed amongst the kuffar or the Quraysh before the advent of Islam that during the days of Hajj, meaning from the beginning of Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah and Dhul Hijjah, one is not allowed to perform Umrah. One can only perform Hajj during those days. So this was incorrect. This was only for a person who stayed within the Miqat region. But if a person was coming from out, then according to the Deen of Islam and as Allah had permitted, that a person is allowed to make Umrah and Hajj. Therefore Allah says, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُ حَاذِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. This is for those who are not residents of the Masjid al-Haram. They are from outside, they can make Umrah and Hajj. Allah then ends of the verse by saying, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهِ شَدِيرُ الْعِقَابِ. Fear Allah, verily Allah is severe in His punishment. Meaning that those who violate the rites of Hajj, who do not do Hajj properly, then Allah will take them to task. Now either it is because of negligence, or it's because a person does not know the laws. And alhamdulillah, you know, over the years, I performed Hajj twice in 2009 and 2014. And I found that in the South African camp, people do perform Hajj according to the laws that have been outlined. And the reason for this is generally people go with a group that has a mu'allim with it, a mu'allim of Hajj. But now what we see is the lottery system, where they want to abolish this group system, and you know, your names get drawn and everyone goes on an individual experience. And the fear with that is that each one going on their individual experience, you won't have a mu'allim with you, and as a result, people may make mistakes with regards to Hajj, and that could compromise the Hajj. So this is something that is an impending danger in this regard. May Allah Rabbul Izzah give those who haven't performed the Hajj the opportunity to perform Hajj, and those who intend to perform Hajj the ability to do it in a proper and correct manner.